In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Sunday immediately after the Feast of the Nativity, the Gospel is about the flee of the Holy Family to the land of Egypt. As the angel commanded Saint Joseph the carpenter and said to him, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word." There are many lessons that we can reflect upon from this journey that the Holy Family had to take in order for them to escape the persecution and the intentions of the evil King Herod. First, we can see that when the angel was speaking to Saint Joseph, he referred to Saint Mary as the mother of the child. He never addressed her or referred to her as his wife. This is another evidence, a further evidence of her perpetual virginity. Those people who come in these days and claim that Saint Mary was a wife of Saint Joseph the Carpenter, they can go to the text and see, even after the birth of the child, still the angel refers to her as being the mother of the child, not the wife of Saint Joseph the Carpenter. The lesson that we always learn from the story of today is how God Himself, the Son of God, the Almighty, the one who has everything in His hand, who created man with a word from His mouth, He flees from evil. He did this in order also to give us a lesson how we should be confronting evil. We are not called to turn evil for evil, no matter how severe the persecution might be. This is not the calling of the children of God, that we imitate those people who persecute us. St. Paul instructs his disciple Timothy also to flee sexual immorality, another kind of sin that we if we keep on confronting and put ourselves in a situation of temptation, and we assume that we will be able to resist and to conquer. This is something that it never happened before, and the lesson for all of us that we flee whenever we are confronted with such evil. Saint Joseph, the son of Jacob, in Egypt also demonstrates for us how he was pressed by his mistress in order to commit adultery with her. He did not stand long to debate with her, trying to convince her or give her a sermon, but rather he ran away, leaving his garment in her hand and escaping and saving himself from this evil. God teaches us that whenever it's time for evil to prevail, it is the time for the children of God to flee and to get away from it. Another lesson from the story is that meditating upon the sorrows that befell the Holy Family, this will give us some kind of consolation and comfort to our hearts. If God accepted that His Son would go through all of these difficulties, then we should not be surprised or astonished when any troubles or tribulations befell upon us. Did He not favor His Son? Did not He favor His mother? Since the time He was born, He carried sorrows and carried our sins and iniquities, and went throughout all of His life finding even no place to rest His head. So we should not feel troubled when we are going through hard time, assuming that God abandoned us, or not because we are not His favor, or God abandoned us, that's why we are suffering. This is not the case. Only those people who are called, chosen ones, are those people who are called to go through the furnace in order for them to get more and more purified. The pains of the Holy and the sorrows of the Holy Family, we all, whatever the situation that we are at, we can relate to. If we are suffering persecution, He also suffered the same. If we are suffering poverty, He was born maybe the most poor person that we might ever know, born in a manger. If He was followed by people who tried to hunt his soul and accuse him of all kinds of accusations. If we all suffer something like this, he also went through. Even if we have someone who died because of a persecution, we can relate to this in the Lord Christ as well. All of these sorrows that he has to go through, and even his mother and Saint Joseph the Carpenter, is a source of consolation to us. He feels our pains and understands our sorrows. He suffered all of them. The scripture tells us, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Bethlehem is a land that was given to the tribe of Benjamin, and Benjamin is the son of Rachel. That's why the scripture tells that Rachel is the one who is weeping. It's a prophecy about what happened when King Herod slayed all of those children in the land of Bethlehem trying to get hold of the child. Following what is happening in Egypt now, I'm sure that all of you are aware of the latest event of the murder of six innocent people coming from the church in the feast night. They did nothing except just being related to the Lord Christ. They are his, and this made them the target of the envy of the enemy. It's the same lamentation, if you all have heard when I saw and you saw these recordings and what's on the internet. We can look at this as if it's just happening last week. Lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. It is the story that started since the birth of the Lord Christ, and it will never come to an end until his second coming. Something that we have to be ready for it at all times. Something we look at it, we learn from it, and we live for the calling that we are called to live as martyrs. Those people, they were given the kingdom, yes, something that when we look at it, sometimes we feel troubled with it, but on the other hand, what is new? Nothing is new. The same story over and over and over and over, and it will be the same till he comes and he executes justice upon the ungodly. From the story, we can see that King Herod, when he heard that the Magi mocked him, he felt furious about that, and he went after killing all of the children, trying to get one of them maybe will be the Messiah. His anger actually reflected how much he is insecure and feeling threatened with this child when he heard that he is the king of the Jews. This is usually the case. People who are insecure, and when they feel troubled or threatened, this is how they react. The same applied on our people in Egypt. The Muslims there, feeling insecure in their religion, feeling that they have to defend their religion, feeling how much it doesn't stand on solid grounds, they move with this anger and frustration, trying to secure themselves by killing others. It is the same. What happened from King Herod is exactly what moved those murderers to kill the children and kill the innocent people in Egypt. It is because of this sense of insecurity. Something actually, when we meditate upon, make us to pity those people and truly pray for them in order for God to open their eyes and bring them to the knowledge of truth. It is because of their fear they are coming against the innocent and killing them. The more we are before them, reflecting the light of Christ, the more this will trouble those people who are living in darkness. It is his insecurity and his fear and his cowardice that made him to come against the children of Bethlehem. The same motives that moved those people to kill our families in Nag Hammadi. From the story also we can see the virtue of Saint Joseph, the carpenter. When he was asked to flee, he did not ask why. If you told us about the angel that this child is going to save the people, how he cannot save himself? The question that anyone would think at the time of receiving such a warning, but he did not ask it. This is faithfulness. I believe even if my mind does not reconcile the event with the fact that I believe at. He just accepted what the angels told him. His submission. He did not tell the angel, why should I go to Egypt? Can't I go to a nearer place here in Palestine? Cannot I hide in another small city? Why not you, for example, take all of us and get us in Egypt immediately? Can't you do it? The angel for sure can take the Holy Family, all of them, on clouds and put them in Egypt instantly. Saint Joseph did not ask for a favor, and the angel did not offer it. They have to go through this hard time, giving all of us the example of enduring and submitting to the will of God. How he was free from curiosity, asking, when should we come back? In the warning that was given to him, it was said that you stay in Egypt until I bring you word. Did not specify for him how many days or months or years. You stay there until I will let you know. Any one of us, anyone will ask, for how long you think I should be there? How I should prepare myself? Saint Joseph the carpenter was freed from this curiosity that made him not to ask. I'm going just to go and submit and do exactly as the angel is saying. This man, whom we know about him very little from the scripture, just this passage reflects his righteousness and how this man was truly a righteous person before God. It's a story that is happened before, and it's always going to happen. God is giving us the example to flee from evil. Let us meditate upon these lessons and learn from it in order for us to conduct ourselves in the time of sojourn here in the way that's pleasing to His goodness. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.